For God Bless America magazine, this is Gordon Dixon. Thank you so much for listening to this interview today. We know that on this site you have had access to a number of interviews about the upcoming articles in God Bless America magazine and about the ads that have been placed there in the magazine. But today we'd like to talk to you about something very special that's coming up. And in order to do that, I would like to introduce you to Bible Truth Music. With us today is Brother Byron Fox. Evangelist Byron Fox is the founder of Bible Truth Music. Brother Fox, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my joy to be with you again, Brother Dixon.
Could you please tell us more about Bible Truth Music and how it can be used in the local church?
Absolutely. As a young man, I received Christ as an eight-year-old boy. Then as a young man, I surrendered to service to the Lord. And the call of my life was to be a servant of the Lord and servant of God's people. So I went to Bible college, and then a church called me as their minister of music. And as the minister of music at Bethel Baptist Church, it wasn't just music that I had an opportunity to do. I got to scrape the carpets. I got to pull the poison ivy. I got to do a lot of things. And I led the soul winning efforts there. The music of the church, it's very, very important that we have the right music in our church, doctrinally right music that sounds like Christian music and does not emulate just the world's sound, a distinct sound. And so I began working with the musicians we had. And then through a course of events, I wrote a few songs and our choir sang them, and other churches learned about them. They wanted copies. And so in July of 1984, we started Bible Truth Music. So, that's 40 years ago this year. Wow. It adds up, you know. It's a little over 40 years now.
How time flies when you're having fun.
It really does. It just dawned on me during this interview. Wow, this is year 40. I did my math. Wow. And during this time, we've gotten out about 30 million pieces of music, which is astounding to me. Amen. And it's a variety of things, recordings. You know, we had cassettes to begin with, Brother Gordon, but now CDs, and then all of the music, all of it is available on all the streaming sites, about 400 different streaming sites around the world that the music's up on. So Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, you know, La La, Lee Lee, Ha Ha, all of them. <You know? laughs> as well as printed music. And our website is BibleTruthMusic.com. We have Christmas cantatas, Easter cantatas. We published a hymnal back in 2008 is when the hymnal released. And we printed it multiple times. And so it's just been a joy to get to serve God's churches and God's people, because I believe Christian homes need to have Christian music in them. I don't need music to help me sin. I need music to help me live for Christ. And Spurgeon said it this way, Brother Dixon. Spurgeon said, when your heart is full of Christ, you will want to sing. And Amen. That is true.
Amen. Boy, what a tremendous testimony there. Absolutely. And for those who are listening, you may have heard the music that we use at the beginning and conclusion of all these interviews, both on the God Bless America site and now on the Southwide Baptist Fellowship site. All of those are productions of Bible Truth Music. So if you're interested in hearing more about those, you can actually go online. And did I pick up also there is a streaming radio network in there as well, or a streaming network for your site?
Yeah, so our streaming radio is btmradio.org, btmradio.org.
And so these are the pieces you have are both for instrumentalist and for choral pieces. Is that right?
That's true. Yes. We've got over 2,000 products that we've released through the years. So, yes, I think all children need to have some music lessons, in particular piano lessons, if at all possible. And so we've got, music for the young pianist to learn to play the piano. And then we have, of course, children's curriculum that churches can use to teach music, both how to read music, rhythmic dictation, all that, plus, good music for children. Our Bible songs for kids, we put 175 scripture passages to music. We put the Ten Commandments to music, the Great Commission to music. My pastor's favorite verses, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, all of these great passages, John 3, 16, all of these great passages to music, because what's learned in song is remembered long. It's really true. You know, we have people that will leave the church service, and they can't remember exactly what the preacher preached, but they can remember what was sung.
You know, when the Bible speaks about biblical meditation, Psalm 1, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, one of the things it's talking about with meditation, that's our word muse in the word music. And so right. It really does stay with us and really helps us. Say a few words, if you don't mind, as a musician, about how we could encourage our young people and even adults with practicing and using their music in church, especially when it just seems like so many churches have gone to canned background music. Talk to us about how you've helped to inspire young people to use their talents for the Lord that way.
Oh, that's a great question. I'll first say this. Soundtracks are not inherently sinful. They're not. But, oh, how much better would it be to have a good pianist and a fine orchestra and a nice organist? Of course that's superior. I liken the soundtrack to being like crutches when you have a broken leg. When you have a broken leg, crutches are wonderful.
Right.
But it's so much better to have two good legs.
Yeah.
So, soundtracks, they have their place at times when there are not adequate musicians. But, oh, how we need to train folk. And the Bible says play skillfully right. with a loud noise. A lot of our churches, we don't really need to change the content of the music per se, but we do need to change the quality mm-hmm. of the music. Mm-hmm. It needs to be done well. I ask choirs at times, they think it's a trick question. I said, would it help us if we sing the exact right notes? And I pause and they look at me. Is this a trick? No, it's not a trick. It's a very simple thought. We want to sing exactly the right note. And the same thing with rhythmic precision.
Right.
And so, yes, children should be taught of the Lord, the scripture says in Isaiah. And of course, part of that should be some music training. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take some work. My mom got me up early every morning to practice the piano. And how thankful I am for that now. Mm-hmm. Here I am in my 60s. My soccer career is over. But I can still play the piano for the Lord.
Amen.
And so, these skills are lifelong.
And some of the pieces that you would offer at Bible Truth Music, those are accessible for those who are beginning and getting into music that way?
Yes. We have easy music, moderate music, and a little bit of advanced music. We would release more of the advanced, except we don't have enough demand for it, mm-hmm. which tells me that we've got to continue training our people.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you are producing, you are the founder of God Bless America magazine, and you actually have an ad in this upcoming edition of the magazine for Bible Truth Music, and it has one of the very special products that you offer at Bible Truth Music. Tell us about that.
Yes, about a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, God put it in my mind and in my heart to produce gospel coloring books. Some of the most despicable teaching in the world is captured in coloring books. You can go to different sites and see that some bad groups, they produce coloring books for children. Oh my, when I saw that, I thought, oh no. Then I thought, where are our biblically sound coloring books? And there are some, but God also led us to do some. The first one we released was God Did It. It's about creation. Because, Brother Dixon, I abhor that we have taught children in America that they evolved from primordial ooze. Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous. It's the most unscientific thing you can imagine. The only source of real cosmogony, the study of how things came to be, is the Bible. If we didn't have the Bible, we wouldn't know how this world came to be. And so we put together this 32-page gospel coloring book. I say gospel coloring book because we have the gospel right there on page three. Always on page three, you will find the gospel. And so that had a big release. In fact, I'll tell you this, Brother Dixon, I was preaching in a church in Maryland as we released that that coloring book. And I went to the altar myself and I asked God a simple prayer. I said, Lord, would you help me move 1 million of these? Because there's 70 million school-aged children in America, and 56 million of them go to the government schools. And so the need is great. So I asked God a simple prayer. Lord, would you help us move 1 million? Well, that's a simple prayer, but that's a lot of work.
Yes, I would imagine.
Yes, we've printed 168,000 as of this interview right now. And so in the last 15 months, we've gotten out well over 100,000 of these. We've got a long ways to go. And so we're going to have those at Southwide Baptist Fellowship. There's four volumes currently. God Did It, David, Noah, and then brand new is Esther. My mom's name is Esther. And for such a time as this, and God has led us to have that book on Esther, that coloring book.
Amen. And that naturally leads us to where else we wanted to go in this discussion. Upcoming is the Southwide Baptist Fellowship. That is on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, October 14, 15, and 16 at the Franklin Road Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we would encourage you to go to their website to learn more about that. Am I thinking correctly? Is it southwidebaptist.org?
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
And there, if the folks who are listening would attend that fellowship, and there's just a nominal cost for the registration there, they would be able to drop by your booth at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship, the Bible Truth Music table. So tell us about your booth and tell us what is available there.
Right. At the Southwide Baptist Fellowship, we'll have a few copies of our hymnal. We'll have music CDs. We'll have these coloring books. We'll have a few piano solo books. And then we'll have the magazine. You know, we're putting the magazine in every bag that the Southwide is handing out to all of the registered folk, one per family. And besides that, we'll be giving the magazine out to everyone right there at Southwide Baptist Fellowship. Plus, any pastor who is there who wants to stop by the table, and if they will promise two things, they can take a bulk quantity back with them. I'm shipping 11,000 of these magazines to Southwide. If a pastor comes by the table and says, look, I promise that I'll have my ushers give these out at my church, and I promise that we will pray for a great awakening in America. That's the two promises they have to make. They have to make those promises or they cannot take a bulk quantity. But we want churches to take 50, 100, 200, whatever is necessary. We've got some churches needing 1,000 and we're shipping them to them. But whatever you can actually use, we want you to give them out. Because Brother Dixon, we really need to try to move this country back to God. And the Bible's the only book that can teach you how to do that. Back to church, Amen. Back to the Bible, back to soul winning, back to Christ, the Savior.
And so for the pastors who are listening to this broadcast, if you would, first of all, go to godandcountry.me, and there very shortly you'll be able to see a digital version of the magazine. But let's just say that you get to the Southwide and you open it up and there you have a copy of God Bless America magazine and you like what you're seeing and you're saying to yourself, I would like to share this with my people. All you have to do is go by the Bible Truth Music table at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship and there you can pick up copies that we believe would be a great blessing to your people. While we're talking about that, Brother Fox, we are recording this here in the latter part of August. Tell us, please, about the financial needs for God Bless America magazine. We know that many people have contributed toward it. Could we use more help in that area?
Yes. The entire budget has not been raised yet. Let me tell you how this even came about. Kevin Bartlett asked me in the beginning of July. He said, Brother Fox, it's a big year for America. We're at a tipping point. In fact, we've probably gone over the cliff. So, Brother Fox, you ought to do a special edition of the God Bless America magazine. I said, Pastor Bartlett, I haven't published a magazine in 7 years. I said, I don't think I can do that. And then, like you pastors do, he looked at me and said, well, would you pray about it? Well, I did, and God called me to action. And normally, I plan months and even years in advance, but this was something that needed attention immediately. And so, Brother Gordon, you helped, Pastor Alvis, Mike Edwards, Scott Pauley, Cody Stenson, just a host of folk. Of course, Kevin Bartlett did, and A.J. Childers and Dan Hefner. A bunch of folk got engaged immediately. And so the entire budget for the 100,000 printed copies, plus all the shipping, you know, we're shipping them about 20 different directions to different state warehouses, and then disseminating them all out into the whole country. So the whole budget's about $90,000. And as of right now, we've raised a little over half of it, just over half of it has been raised. So as of this interview, we still have a ways to go, but I know God is going to provide, no doubt.
Amen. Well, Brother Byron Fox, it has been a joy to talk to you today about Bible Truth Music and about the coloring books that are going to be available there at the Bible Truth Music table at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship. And we certainly look forward to seeing you at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Amen.